All right, AI is everywhere, and I think we need to just endorse it, embrace it. We're going to use it here.
And I, for one, welcome our AI overlords.
That's right. Advertisers, they don't like the use of AI. At least some of them don't. This is becoming a big story. ABC's Alex Stone is with us from Los Angeles. What's this all about, Alex?
Well, it's because a consumer is kind of saying, nah, we don't know about this. So this comes at a time when so many companies are now embracing AI and saying that they're going to use it in a number of different ways. And remember a few weeks ago, the announcement that there is an AI actress that is out there that... Yeah, they say is ready for prime time, and they're trying to get signed to a talent agency. And a lot of people are saying they don't want to see, even if she looks real, they don't want to see an AI actress in the movies that we go and watch. So there are a number of companies, including Guess Jeans, that are now using AI models, and that is creating backlash. And people who are saying, no, that is not what we want. There's an ad campaign out there for Guess that they are not real people, and those online are saying, no way.
This doesn't make me want to buy anything.
We want to look at real people.
So there are now companies that are coming out saying they will not use AI in their advertising. The clothing brand Aerie saying we knew it was time for us to take a clear stance that we use real life and real people, and that's going to be the foundation of our brand. Others are saying the same thing. Tash Walker, CEO of a research company called Mix Global, she says this all makes sense, and now companies are going to capitalize on saying, no, we use real humans.
It's just a distinctive point of view, and that really draws people in, because more than anything, what most consumers really want is to feel connected and to see and listen to human stories that are reflective of their own life experiences.
So do you feel connected to AI? And what if you don't know? You know, it's no longer like it was a few years ago where the crowd had like melted off faces and people had 18 fingers and all of that. It looks real. So if you don't know, do you care? And a lot of people are saying, yeah, they still care. Dove is getting on board. They're pledging they will never use AI to create images of women. Heineken is getting into it as well. They're poking fun at a dating company that has promoted AI connections over human ones. The new Heineken ad is the best way to make a friend is over a beer. And they talk about how it's face-to-face. But Walker says, look, consumers are debating this right now. They're deciding what our line is of what's okay.
Ultimately, the point of advertising is to sell more stuff. And so if consumers speak by making it really clear that they might reject certain brands if they're using AI in a way that doesn't speak to them, then brands will listen to that.
And companies are trying to figure out where that line is. The company behind the Guess, the AI ads, they're defending it. They say, hey, this is just a way to do advertising, not to replace humans.
This is meant to just supplement and to add, a new avenue of marketing.
But the consumer base said no, that they didn't want to see a perfect human being created by a computer. So it's this figuring out. But now there are companies that are coming out and saying, you know what, like Aerie and Dove and Heineken saying they will not do this and that they're going to use real humans.
I don't know, Alex. The argument that people feel connections to brand, I'm not buying that at all. I think the average American is a smart consumer. You know, whether or not it's an AI ad or not, I mean, I know I can tell when I see an AI ad now. And what I wonder is,
can you?
I believe I can. The ones that I see are pretty obvious on my social media feed, I think, to the naked eye. Now, to be fair, in the future, that could become harder. And I do wonder if companies will be singing the same tune once it is super hard, even on like regular TV ads, to tell.
Yeah, I mean, there are some. It's pretty tough to tell. And voiceovers and other things where it's pretty difficult to figure it out. And it is getting better by the day. You know, like I say, that it was only like 2 or 3 years ago that everybody had numerous fingers and things didn't look right. And that doesn't go on anymore. But, yeah, I mean, as it gets better and better, and AI models and actors, they don't need breaks. They don't complain about things that it's just... For a company, it's a lot cheaper, a lot quicker. And so there's a good reason why companies are doing that. But even if they get to a point where it does look totally real, do you want to go to a movie or watch a commercial where, though, they may look like real humans, but they're not? And that's kind of where the debate is. That some people say, well, if you can't tell, then who cares? Others say no, that, you know, they want there to be a human back there. But it is up for debate.
Alex, I think you hit it. It's all about money for the companies. They're saving money. They don't have to pay benefits. They don't have to.
Oh, 100%.
All of that.
It's lot cheaper. They can make, you know, a person with any color, hair color, doing whatever they you know, whatever stunt they want them to do.
Right. So here's my question related to that, Alex. Do you want to pay more for your Honey Nut Cheerios, or do you want to deal with that it's an AI actor? I say, I don't care who's doing the ad. Let me pay less for my Honey Nut Cheerios.
Bad news. You're probably not going to pay less for anything because of this, but the companies will save money.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. Good topic. Thanks, Alex.
You got it. Thanks, Ace.